Love Talk Radio.
Did you know that I counted the days ever since you left and walked away? You took everything, including the love of me. Why must I never hear you say we can be together again? I've been wishing, dreaming that I could see your face. My heart is falling to pieces without you. I'm drowning so deeply. Baby, I'm writing to tell you that no matter what we're going through, I'll be there.
Awesome singer now, Justin Garner, on the top in the charts in Japan, going to hit blow up in London. I don't know where you're going, South America next. He's open for Trey Songz, Monica, Fantasia, Carrie Hilson. He's from Louisiana, just a humble, you know, young man trying to do his thing, but he is throwing down mad skills. That's not like pumped up studio voice. There's a video that I posted on my Twitter account with him singing, and there is no pumped-up studio other than the background music. He has skills. This is true skills here. So I want to say good morning, Justin Garner.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
So what's going on now? You started in this music business, like, I heard something, 11 years old. You were singing Silent Night to your mom. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Let's say around 10 years old, I was walking around the house singing Silent Night. And we were getting ready for Christmas, the Christmas program at church. And I had been practicing the song, like, every single night. I would wait till my mom went to the store. My brother, you know, went out with his friends. And I would be in the house just full out performing in the mirror, full out singing. And so one day, after we went Christmas tree hunting, because we actually like to go to a certain part of Louisiana and cut down the tree and bring it back. We were on our way back.
Wait, what did you said you went Christmas tree hunting?
Yes, that's something that we do in Louisiana. we would actually go find the tree. Like, there's a certain part of Louisiana that we would drive to go, and there's a lot of usually there. We cut down the trees and then, you know, bring it home. So
right,
I was
just
happy because I'm like a cornball for Christmas. So I want to sing Silent Night to you, Mom. She said, really? I said, yes, Ma, I think I can sing. And she said, okay, let me hear it. And so I sung Silent Night to her, and then she teared up, and she immediately drove me to my grandmother's house, and she said, my dear, listen to Justin. Sung the song for my grandmother, and then she cried, and then next thing you know, I was at church singing Silent Night, and then everybody stood up and clapped, and that's like one of those memories that I will always have as just a person, you know, from a child, and then looking at where I'm at now and where I'm headed, you know, it all started pretty much with, you know, family. So that's something that definitely sticks out with me.
Is that what keeps you grounded? Because, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of fans, women, girls, you know, throwing themselves at you. You're at different places. You know, you might get, you know, stressed out. Is it your family that you go back to keep grounded? Or what do you do to keep grounded?
It is definitely family. And then it's also about remaining humble. Because my mom and my grandmother pretty much taught me that, you know, no matter what your success is or what you want to accomplish in life, the true thing that you have to stay true to is being humble. So always remember to be humble. There's always room for growth. There's always room for just expanding, you know, your territory. So I'm a strong believer in being humble. So I'll never be satisfied with, you know, with anything. I just want to keep growing.
Yeah. Do you play any instruments, drums, sax, any instruments?
I'm learning to play the piano. So,
okay.
You know, that's in the process. But it's strictly songwriting and vocals and arrangement of vocals and also slight co-production. Because I usually, you know, I know what I want things to sound like. But I'm definitely, like, learning to play the piano.
Yeah, definitely. Let me play a little bit. This is one of your newer songs that you're about to come out with, Unbreakable. So
yes.
We're going to play a small part, but you guys got to, like, listen out and get ready to buy the album coming out later in July if you
yes.
want to hear more. And let me tell you, you want to hear more of Justin Garner. I'm telling you that right now. There is no question if fans are butts. So save up your little pennies if you need to. Download on iTunes.
Exactly.
But this is Unbreakable, Justin Garner.
I don't care, I'm not listening. I got my ass to the clouds, baby. And even though they say that I'm a dog and I'm a rebel, but I'm rebelling for you. Cause it don't matter how they feel. The only thing I'm worried about is you. The only one I care about is you.
Heard it here first. That was Unbreakable. So now, what do you like more? Do you like the writing more, or you like the singing and performing on the stage more?
Ooh, I'm torn in between the two. Writing I love, because usually I can always kind of escape with writing. Like, I can always be different people. I can live a completely different life through writing a song. Because usually, as a writer, I get all kinds of requests from different labels and different major artists who are looking for a certain sound or a certain topic that they want a song about. So I usually can, you know, embody that person's personality to be able to create a song that would fit them. So it's a lot of fun with songwriting, and you have a lot of control. You basically can do whatever you want to do. And performing and on stage, I love that just as much, because I actually, like, I really love to perform and to sing and to entertain. Like, honestly, I love to see the response from the crowd, because usually a lot of people look for – a lot of people don't believe that's me singing. I get that a lot, and I think that's hilarious. But a lot of people say, you know, it just sounds too polished. Like, that can't
yeah, well,
be him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell them. That's what I'm trying to tell them. I saw that video, and that was no fluff, and you have the skills. And you go real high on some of your songs. I'm like,
right.
I'm a girl, and I have I'm like an alto – I think I might be soprano, but you was like, ooh, and I was like, whoa, okay.
Yes, yes. A lot of hard training in church choir, you know, to pull that off, and a lot of vocal growth, definitely.
So now you went to school for marketing. Does that help you with your singing in terms of how you get the word out about yourself and where you plan in the future? Is the marketing degree help you?
Yes, it definitely, and especially as artists, like, you have to know how to represent who you are and make sure others know, you know, what your image is and who you are and what are you trying to do. My music is definitely pop R&B, and the person that I'm not, and a lot of, you know, everybody compares you to a certain artist, and the first artist that I get compared to on a 99% basis is Usher. And they also throw me in the same lane as Usher, Trey Songz, Chris Brown. But at the same time, like, I respect that, and I love that they're actually putting me on this caliber of artist. But, you know, I'm Justin Garner at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm not the guy, you know, that will sing about, you know, I'm gonna break your back or nothing like that. But, you know, I'm very... Like, I believe in love. Like, I'm a strong, strong believer in love. And
you're definitely a lover. I mean, you got, like, love songs. Either you're fixing somebody's heart or they're breaking your heart or don't worry, baby, I got your back. You know, you're definitely a lover, not a fighter, you know. You know the women want to know, are you available to love them? Well, let's talk about that. That's a real key question, okay, you know.
Right. At this moment, I can't. Ooh, tough one, Joy.
They can
tough
only
one.
Fantasize. They can only fantasize. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry, ladies.
Right.
Sorry, ladies. Sorry.
There's somebody very
business.
Special in my life. Right.
That's good. So let's talk about some upcoming things. You're going out somewhere. Where are you going? I know. Tell the audience, where are you going? Out the country, somewhere.
Yes. I'm going to London, and I'll be in London from the 23rd to the 28th of July. And basically, I'll be taking in, like, a lot of the environments, and I'll be coming in through Heathrow, and we'll be visiting Wales and basically just meeting some of the fans, getting a chance to see the country, definitely working with a lot of producers out there. So it's, you know, it's definitely a great experience. And I guess I'm afforded this experience because of the fact that my music travels the world through the internet and, you know, through YouTube and through, you know, blogs and everything. It just goes from one person to the next. And some kind of way that just created this buzz internationally, you know, for this kid who's from Plaquemine, Louisiana. And a lot of people are like, well, where is Plaquemine? So,
right.
So I have to explain all the time, like, Plaquemine is a small town near Baton Rouge, and then somebody might say, where's Baton Rouge? And I say, okay, in Louisiana. So generally, I come from Louisiana, but, you know, it's just a great experience. Like, I never thought, you know, growing up, that I would be able to see the world like I'm seeing it and be able to do things the way I'm doing it. So, you know, it's a blessing. It really is a blessing.
Yeah. Let me play one of your older songs, Drummer, just for the audience so they can get another taste of your sound here. This is Drummer by Justin Garner.
Moreno champagne, slip it up. Way past dark, I don't really give a. Let's run away and go get in my head. Anything you say, baby, I'm like, it's okay. Let it out. Such a feeling for me, speak louder than words. Watch me beat on your drum. Like a drummer, 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 drummer. Aye. Like a drummer, 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 drummer. Aye.
Justin, who do you want to collaborate with in terms of the artists out there right now? I mean, people were comparing you to Usher and Trey Songz, but is there somebody else you want to collaborate? Are you always going to stay R&B pop? Do you think you'll go into some other type of music?
Ooh, you know, definitely, like, my top artist that I want to work with, Tyler Cruz is number one, Neo, number two, Lionel Richie, and, I, you know, if he's listening, dude, I want to work with you. Like, I grew up listening to Lionel Richie and the Commodores, like, all my life. And
What do you know about Lionel Richie?
Like, Tail On by the Commodores is, like, one of the records that I live by. And, you know, Lionel Richie, you know, I was a child when my mom would play his music. And, you know, pretty much, like, I noticed he used a lot of guitar in his music. And a lot of artists back then weren't really doing that sound, but it was a mix of different styles, and that's kind of like why, like, I really like Lionel Richie and the Commodores. But yeah, but definitely those are my top three.
So yeah. Any women that you want to hook up with to play with, coordinate? Yeah.
Yes, you know, and this is going to be a bit of a stretch, but I think Beyonce is incredible. I think she is, like, the ultimate performer and artist. She's somebody who I would love to work with, write for. You know, anything. She's incredible. Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, I had a chance to actually work with her years ago before she released the In a Perfect World album. And she was a writer first, and she was, you know, submitting songs for different artists. She wrote Britney Spears singles, pretty much everything. And I had a chance to talk with her years ago, and she was explaining to me that I will be a great artist and that the strength comes from the fact that I write my own music. So she's somebody definitely that I look up to. And A-Marie is, you know, hands down, like, my number one female artist that I would love to work with.
Well, we try to make it happen.
There's
a caller on the line. Let me tuning. Good morning. You're calling from 65?
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question for Joy Keys.
Oh, no. Justin, watch out. Here it comes.
Hey, Joy. It's hip hop out here.
This is the hip hop. Let me tell everybody, check out Ronnie Whitfield, the hip hop dot, mad skilled hip hop and medical wise. Hey, both names.
Thank you so much. I just call, I had to call and hear my little brother speak, and I think he's very humble, Joy, and he underestimates himself. This guy, we were in the studio the other day, and he just transformed into this artist producer. We're working on a project together to help young people, young youth, and young adults, and we had topics like bullying, and we're actually doing a love song, and a lot of people ask us, why would you do a love song? And Justin is the perfect person to sing this song with us. It's because the images of African-American women and women, period, in these videos are so negative and disparaging. And so he's bringing so much flavor to the project. My other partner in crime, Ivan Toles, what we call Love and Pain. These young men, I'm 42 years old, these guys are incredible in the studio, but they're also very focused, very knowledgeable, and also community aware. And they're in tune with the community. They want to help. And I'm just honored to be in his presence. I've been Justin's doctor. How long have been your doctor, Justin?
Oh, years. Since I definitely was
and he's making some great strides with his health as well, and being an example. You know, some docs say lose weight, and then you see him eating a big cheeseburger and not exercising. But you know, as an artist, these guys, it's hard for them to take care of themselves. And he's not only producing, but he's trying to get the proper amount of rest. He's eating right. He's asking tons of questions. He's getting on my nerves about asking all these health questions. But because I want to do the music thing with him. He's like, Doc, what about this, man? Can I eat this? Can I drink this? Like, all right, man. So, but no, I didn't really have a question. I just want to comment to let you know what a wonderful job and a wonderful person he is. His mom and his grandmother are my patients. I've been very blessed to have them in my practice and to grow with Justin, to watch him grow. And you know, they all often say that, you know, the elders are supposed to teach the younger, but to learn from him as well. I mean, he did his stuff in the studio, and I was just saying wow and high-fiving folks and just like, I can't believe this guy's voice is just incredible. What you hear.
Well, that's
what
I got him on the show, right. I was just telling the audience earlier, like, you have posted his video on your Twitter account. I was like, oh, boom, right at the post. I was like, oh, I need to move that. What's going on? And, you know, try to hook it up. So I want to thank you, Bill, for, you know, hooking me up with Justin and having us on the show this morning. So we're going to keep it moving, Dr. Whitfield, all right? So we're going to talk to you later.
Do that thing. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
I mean,
I'll talk to you later.
And Justin, you will be on this stage at Essence. I promise you, you will be on the stage. I saw Jennifer Hudson last night, and it was incredible.
Excellent.
He will be on the stage soon. Y'all take care. Have a great morning.
Okay, you too. Have a blessed day.
All right, talk to you later, Doc.
Justin, so you are you got people all over just rooting for you. I see that's the limit, you know, there's no limit to where you're going to go in the future. What's one place in the world you want to visit?
Let's see, the next place that I want to visit, I definitely want to go to, I just want to visit Egypt. I definitely want to go.
Egypt.
I definitely want to. Just taking that experience. I've heard so many, you know, great things, but then at the same time, you know, the country is somewhat poor from what I've been told. So I definitely just want to go and, you know, see the world. Like, that's one of the things that I wanted to do. And definitely visit Morocco, different countries, and just get that experience of having, you know, seen the world.
Definitely. Let me tell you, I've been out to the country several times, and it's definitely an experience, an eye-opener, learning so much beauty in the world. And, you know, people are people. I mean, I've been in Germany, I've been in Poland, I've been in Italy. You know, it's like we think that they're far from us, but they're not. They're looking for the same type of things we're looking for, you know, love, you know, happiness, all those things. You know, they cry at similar things that we cry at. They laugh at similar things that we laugh at. So, I think when you go out and explore the world, you're just going to have so much fun. And also to see how the fans are going to react to your music that, you know, you really can sing. You know, it's like I said, it's not fake. You're not going to be living on the stage. It's going to be you. So I think that will definitely impress them. Let's do a couple fun things. Now, he talked about your fitness. Are you a runner or a walker?
I'm a runner.
You're
definitely
a runner. Do you drink sports drinks or you drink water? Which one do you go?
Strictly water.
Strictly water.
Strictly water.
So are you like, what do you eat in the morning? You eat cereal? You eat eggs and bacon? What's breakfast like?
Every morning I have a fruit cup, which is either a cup of pears or a cup of mandarin oranges, and I have a cup of water for breakfast. And for lunch I'll probably have maybe like salad and water, and then for dinner I'd have pretty much whatever I wanted that was kind of health conscious. But every morning it starts off with fruit and water just because of the fact that it's I don't know. It just does something to me. It just kind of, that's kind of like my energy drink, basically.
Yeah. What are some things? Do you do any special exercises to keep your voice? Because recently Adele, she had to quit her tour because of laryngitis. Are there certain things that you do to maintain your voice?
Well, I usually, if I have back-to-back studio sessions, I just won't talk for the next day until it's time to go to the studio.
Mm.
And usually, like, you know, I heard about that with Adele, too, and, that's really, really bad. But usually when you have to perform and sing on a repetitive basis and you're doing it back-to-back, I just don't talk, usually.
Yeah.
I just will not talk. And there's something that that a music friend of mine, a musician from New Orleans, it's a ginger type candy, and you basically, you just chew on it or whatever, but it's ginger and it's coated with, I want to say it's some type of,
echinacea or something like that?
Yes, and it coats your throat. So it pretty much like secures your throat for the rest of the day so you can sing and talk and whatever, but you would never basically, get your voice out of whack, basically.
Right. Well, Justin, I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning. I want to wish you much success in your travel, your music, with your love, all
yes.
the past. I hope that you can come back on. And, you know, don't forget the little people, you know, when you blow up and you're on, you know, Essence and Vibe and all these, you know, on you know, BET and whatnot.
Exactly. Never.
We're gonna end the show. We're going to play Paper Heart, the whole song Paper Heart. I encourage everybody to check out Justin's album. Check out his website, justingarner.com. He's also on Twitter, @JustinGarner. You can download some of his music from iTunes. You can download it from his website, again, justingarner.com.
Yes.
So please keep track of him. He's just on an upward slope right now, about to bust through the roof, so you don't want to miss it, all right? So, Justin,
yes.
thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the opportunity. To everybody that's listening, justingarner.com again. Follow me on Twitter. If you tweet me, I will retweet you. I retweet people all day long. And it's just a wonderful experience. I want people to... Right, I will hit the retweet button all day. And one thing that I want people to understand before I leave is that, you know, this journey that I'm on is also the journey of everybody who has been supporting me, because a lot of my fan support and a lot of everything that's going on with me is because of you. So I ask that you continue supporting me. I love each and every one of y'all that are listening, that support me. And Joy, thank you for having me. This has been a blast.
Well, you come back on. We're going to put it hard for the audience, all right?
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'll talk to you. Have a good Saturday.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Paper Heart by Justin Garner. You want to pick up a copy of his album dropping later on in July. Don't forget, justingarner.com, @JustinGarner on Twitter. You want to follow him. You want to find out what he's doing because he's about to blow up. You don't want to miss it. This is Paper Heart by Justin Garner.
She left and walked away. She took everything, including the love.
matter what you're going through, I'll be there.
Got me feeling, I haven't felt like this in a long time, but let's try to make it work this time. Amen. Play that good song, eh?
You keep dreaming.